भगवद्गीता 6.26, यतो यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलम् अस्थिरम् ततस्ततो नियम्येतद् आत्मन्येव वशं नयेत्। यतो यतो wherever whenever निश्चलति, निश्चलति मीन्स् द माइंड वैंडर्स्। यतो यतो निश्चलति मनश्चञ्चलम् अस्थिरम्, मनस् द माइंड विच इज chanchala, which is asthira. So what does one do with that? Tatastato niyamyaitad. Tatastato. Bring that under the control of the self, Krishna is saying. Tatastato niyamyaitad. Niyamya samantata. Krishna has used the same word niyamya earlier. He is using it again here. Tatastato niyamyaitad. Atmanya eva vasham nayed. And Atmanyeva, under the control of the self, certainly you should bring. Atmanyeva vasham nayed. Nayed, take it, bring it. So, here, the previous verse said, gradually, step by step, fix the consciousness on the self. Now the question becomes, I try to do it, but my mind goes here, my mind goes there, what should I do? Krishna says, yato yato, wherever, whenever the mind goes, bring it back under the control of the self. Yato yato nishchalati, wherever and whenever it goes, bring it back. Manaschanchalam asthiram. We will discuss about the restlessness of the mind in detail when Arjuna will talk about chanchalam himanas Krishna. But at this stage, let's focus on yato yato. Yato yato, wherever, whenever. So sometimes we think that, you know, because I have come to an external situation which is peaceful, which is pure, my mind should also become peaceful and pure. So we may go to a temple of the Lord, and then there are sweet kirtans, there are beautiful deities. Now here my mind should be thinking about Krishna. But there also the mind keeps thinking about sense gratificatory things. What is this? Why is the mind, I am beholding the beauty of the deities and my mind is thinking about something else entirely? We may get disheartened. But no, Krishna says, expect the mind to be like this and bring it back under control. Yato, wherever it happens, even if it's in the temple, even if a yogi has gone in the jungle. Krishna is talking not so much about bhakti here, but as about yoga. So, in the context of the Gita here, even this yogi has gone to a jungle, and the yogi expects, now that I am not in a tempting environment of filled with materialistic people. I am in a jungle. But still, you know, we may not have materialistic people around us, but the mind is the biggest materialist that is there within us. And the mind, and because of the impressions in the mind may go towards worldly things. So then, wherever we may be, if the mind goes, bring it back. And whenever, you know, we may sit down for our sadhana, doing our japa, doing our swadhyaya, doing our deity worship. And then even at that time, although we are doing externally an activity which is very sacred, at a time which is very supposed to be sacred, maybe we are doing in Brahma Murat or whatever, but even then, the mind goes here and there. So, yato yato nishchalati. Wherever, whenever the mind wanders, bring it back. Krishna is saying. Now, to understand this, we can compare the mind here to a child. Now, when the mother is taking care of the child, as the child grows up, but the mother knows the child will, either because of foolishness or because of mischievousness, will get into trouble. So the child may be kept on a bed, and the child will just come to the move and come to the edge of the bed, and then bam, bang, may fall on the ground. So the mother has to know that the child may do this, and the child mother has to prepare for it. Maybe have some side walls in the bed so that the child cannot so easily come out or whatever. sidebars or whatever. So the point is that when a mother is taking care of a child, the mother anticipates the nature of the child and prepares for possible dangers. It's not that the child does something wrong. So this is example of foolishness. But it's not that when the child acts foolishly, the mother gets upset and the mother also starts acting foolishly. No, the mother intelligently prepares to protect the child from its own from her or his own foolishness. So like that, now we need to be prepared. The mind is going to be foolish. No matter, rather than getting irritated or exhausted or whatever, because of the mind's misbehavior, if we focus instead on preparing for it, preparing for that misbehavior, and being ready to correct it, whatever it takes. Sometimes the child may do it just because of foolishness, and sometimes the child may act wrongly because of mischievousness. The child wants to create a mess. And thinks that making a mess of things is fun. So at that time, it's like that sometimes our mind is mischievous. Sometimes it's foolish, sometimes it's mischievous. But then, what does the mother do? The child does some mischief. Then it's not the mother takes away, as soon as the mother comes to the mother stops, puts an end to the music and maybe takes away the sources, not the music, sorry, mischief. The mother stops the mischief and then takes away the objects within the child would create a mischief, and then we chastise the child and then bring the child back on the right track. But the point is, the mother doesn't get so frustrated with the child that she starts acting childishly. No. The mother acts in a mature way and knowing the child's nature and preparing for the child's nature. Similarly, when Krishna is speaking here, ito ito nishchalati. So he's telling us that we use our intelligence to parent the mind. Parent is a noun usually, but parent is also a verb which refers to the act of parenting. So we use the intelligence to parent the mind. That means the mind may sometimes come up with positive thoughts, sometimes with negative thoughts, sometimes with self-destructive thoughts. So at that time, we put the mind, just like the child who is getting into danger because of foolishness, the mother acts and protects the child. Similarly, we too need to act in time, and as soon as we become aware, we check, stop. We first of all check to evaluate whether it is proper, something, whatever we are doing is proper or not, and then we stop it. And in this way, by therefore coming to terms with the nature of the mind, we can prepare for it. Rather than expecting the mind to be a good boy or a good girl, you could say, we should know that the mind is likely to act like a bad boy or a bad girl, and therefore, so in this way, when we make the intelligence the parent of the mind, we identify ourselves with the intelligence and not with the mind, and we act using our intelligence as the parent of the mind. And then, while parenting the mind, we have to use vigilance and diligence. So, vigilance means that the intelligence has to be always watchful to see where the mind is going and to bring the mind back on. So, if it is not watchful, just such a mother has to be watchful to make sure the child doesn't get into mischief or get into trouble or hurt himself or herself. So, similarly, we have to be watchful. And that is vigilance. So we expect that the mind may do wrong things. And when we are expecting, then vigilance is followed by diligence. Diligence means it's not that we lose patience. It's not that we become disheartened. We know that it's a process of maturation which will be gradual. So by repeatedly bringing the mind back under control, by keeping it fixed on Krishna, keeping it fixed on purposeful positive things, gradually the mind's tendency will be reformed and gradually it will become positively inclined. So we prepare for that by vigilance and diligence, by being watchful and being ready to do the correction of the mind's tendencies again and again as much as is required. And by this, the childlike mind will grow up. It will become reformed, and then the mind will become our friend. And when it develops a taste for being fixed on Krishna, and thereafter, our spiritual life will become joyful. Indeed, our whole life will become joyful, because we no longer will be tugged towards self-defeating and self-destructive things, but we will be prompted towards self-fulfilling and uplifting things by our mind. Thank you.